International organizations are not the only ones giving aid to the many thousands of Somalis displaced by drought and conflict. Somali groups are also involved. Hijra is a Somali NGO that works with Oxfam International. Mohammed Dahir is the director.
Currently, we are responding to the crisis in Mogadishu. Drought-affected people who are actually coming on a daily basis to Mogadishu. We also are doing some response for the conflict-affected people in Mogadishu. So now we are actually reaching more than 300,000 people living in Afgoye Corridor, which is actually outside Mogadishu, and about another 40,000 staying actually inside Mogadishu.
Dahir says the displaced have walked for many days in search of something to eat. Some have had to leave family members, including children, along the roadside when they became too weak to walk.
The condition is very terrible, and these people are malnourished. If you see now the condition of children and mothers, these IDP camps is very terrible. Most of them are actually coming into the camps malnourished, are very weak, walk long distances from the areas that they used to live. Most of them are coming from the areas actually struck by drought from Bay and Bakool and Lower Shabelle region.
Hijra provides clean water and sanitation. In Mogadishu, its members have worked very close to the front line between militants and forces loyal to the TFG, the Transitional Federal Government. Dahir says the city remains risky, even though militants withdrew from the area earlier this month. One reason is a cholera and acute watery diarrhea outbreak affecting more than 1,600 people. The NGO is helping administer oral rehydration salts and educate Somalis about the illnesses.
We also are giving them some messages through the radios, through the FM radios, and we have already used some vehicles mounted with a public address system whereby we can tell the risks and how they can actually prevent and minimize the risks of the current outbreak.
He says many Somalis are trying to save their country from conflict, drought, and famine.
No, we have no choice, actually. This is our country. This is our people dying every day because of the drought, because of a conflict, because of kind of an ignorance and all those things. So we have no other option but to go back and actually work with our people so that at least we save lives what we can.
Dahir says he wants the world to know that Somalis are very hard-working and dynamic people. He says no one suspected that 20 years after the fall of leader Mohamed Siad Barre, the country would still be in conflict while suffering from famine and drought. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.